Jeremy Bradley here, joining you again live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and walking down the Malecón with my tour guide, Memo. Memo?
Yes.
I got that right.
Memo,
but
yeah.
You have a few names here.
Well, Memo is short for Guillermo, and that would be my nickname.
Memo's easier Memo's for Canadians. Easier.
Yeah.
All right. So as we're taking this walking tour, we're looking at some incredible sculptures. Of course, the view of the water is even greater. But let's talk about these sculptures. How many are there as we walk along the boardwalk here?
There are 20 monumental sculptures on the boardwalk, 20 bronze sculptures just on the boardwalk, because there's more all around the city.
And some of them are quite interactive. I was climbing up a ladder, and kids can get on a donkey, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of big sculptures that are meant to be interactive. So people can climb them, they can touch them, they can rub them, and they do, because we have installations that are very big and attractive to kids especially. Mm-hmm. So people can touch them, they can have their picture taken, and that's actually a very popular thing to do.
And we were doing that too. The pictures are on our website, mx.jbonair.com. Now, some of them are different colors, and you say that's because you can see where people are touching them.
Well, yeah, bronze can take different colors. You can make brown sculptures, silver sculptures, green sculptures. We call the patinas. Once you start touching them and rubbing them, of course, the colors fade away and they end up getting all shiny. So you can really tell where people like to touch the sculptures. And that's okay. That's okay. As long as people take care of them,
right.
We consider the touching part of the beauty of the sculpture.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are a bit green.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of them start green, blue, yellow, different colors. And then the ocean starts turning them green. With envy, I guess.
Which is your favorite one?
My favorite one is a picture. It's a sculpture called the Rock Eater.
Right.
It's a very beautiful sculpture that is made of bronze and obsidian, which is very unique. It's called the Rock Eater because there's a lot of rocks. There are a lot of rocks on the beach in Puerto Vallarta, and they come and go depending on the tides and the weather. Sometimes the rocks disappear, and in this case, we have a Rock Eater that. Describes a creature that comes out from the ocean and eats the rocks overnight. That's the idea behind it. That's my favorite one. But everybody's favorite is the seahorse.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. And I think that's probably every tourist that's ever come here has taken a picture there.
Yeah, you need to wait for 30 minutes to get a picture of that sculpture.
We did. We waited in line.
So popular. Yeah, the famous seahorse, that's everybody's favorite. It's the most popular, the most iconic sculpture. So that would be my second favorite.
And I know you do give tours throughout the area as well. Maybe we can talk about those really quickly.
Oh, well, yeah. I love Vallarta. I love where I live. I love my city. And there's so much to show that I, a few years ago, decided to come up with a series of tours that I call Vallarta 101, an introduction to Puerto Vallarta. So we do a lot of cultural and food walks for everyone. We offer taco walks, seafood walks, sculpture walks,
something for everyone,
and they're all free. We don't charge anything. We think that everybody should have the chance to do a tour, and if they can pay whatever they want, they can. If they cannot, they don't have to. That's the whole point. Vallarta 101. So we invite everyone to come and take a tour with us.
All right, where can people get more information?
Vallarta101.com.
There you go.
Or Facebook or Instagram. You just type Vallarta101 and we come up and just make a reservation and come and enjoy the city.
All right, we'll be sure. Well, let's continue the tour, okay?
All right, let's go.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.